the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We are live. That's right. Hold on. There we go. We are live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and a plethora of other platforms. Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. Episode 625 of The Rant on the air, post-Royal Rumble. Oh, man, oh, man. Man. We'll play that out. Might as well, right? Come on, sing with the music, everybody. Alright. We're live. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C. Well, usually being joined by Tony C. He was there a second ago. There he is.
Hey, yo.
He's noshing.
No, I was messing with my settings on my Discord so I can get the volume. I got a new headset here. So.
All right, well, that's good.
Want to make sure, you know, it's one of them bass booster sound, you know, situations. And you know, you have, you know, your dulcet tones coming straight through. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. My sexy voice. So, here we are. We're live. Karate Kid is on, followed by Karate Kid 3.
Oh, they're doing it all in them.
On Ovation.
The odd numbers.
I guess. I mean, 2 is my favorite one.
Yogi!
Oh, man.
Well, we only got, what, a couple more months before Cobra Kai come back, right?
I hope so. One Day at a Time, for those of you that are One Day at a Time fans, that comes back in March.
So. Oh, God.
I like that show.
I guess.
It's on Pop TV.
Dirty Pop.
But shout out to who?
I wanted to say shout out to everybody who the people at that tax firm decided to get John Creese some work.
I know, right? I think it's H&R Block. I don't think it's Johnson or Jackson Hewitt.
It's that Intuit.
Intuit QuickBooks?
Yeah, QuickBooks, whatever. Helping John Creese launder all that Cobra Kai money. I'm sorry, is it Koala Kai now?
Who knows?
I had never saw him on commercials. I mean, he had a whole run in the 80s.
Yeah. You know what? I just learned about 3 days ago that he was a star on Cagney and Lacey.
You never knew that?
Because I never watched Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, that's true. With the old broad, what's her name?
Tyne Daly.
And yep.
Cheryl Glass.
And he was a fixture on Cagney and Lacey. Sure was. And now, Cobra Kai has brought him back to relevance, yo. That show gonna get at least, what, 3-4 seasons, I think.
Well, this is gonna be 3 now coming up.
Yeah, 3 coming up. So it'll probably do one more.
I could have sworn about 6 months ago we talked about that they had already been given the green light.
Green light for season 4, right?
For season 5, up to season 5, I think.
Oh.
I could have might be right. Anyways, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I was watching, what's this show called? The Conners, before coming on the air here. The Conners will be live in 2 weeks on February 11th.
I always watch it on the replay on Hulu, because I got spoiled now. I don't like to do commercials.
No, I understand, but I was, you know, I'm cooking dinner and things like that. Because before The Conners, I was watching an episode of Family Matters, the one where, you know, Eddie meets Tracy Spencer.
And he starts trying to say that Tracy Spencer, Serenader.
Uh-huh. And Waldo comes shooting through that window.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I watched The Conners while I was eating dinner, and they're going to be live in 2 weeks, so that's going to be an interesting thing, especially now that, you know, the in thing is to do live TV.
Live before a studio audience.
So, curious to see how this comes out.
I think The Conners kind of hit their peak, that episode, the Jackie Slap episode.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's more to come.
I hope.
You know, they got to bring back Martin Mull. What was his name? What was his name on the show?
Oh, Martin Mull?
Yeah.
Leon
Karp.
He came back this week?
No, they need to bring him back.
Oh, him and his husband, Fred Willard?
Fred Willard, yeah. So, now that Fred Willard's got nothing to do, since he was killed off on Modern Family, so.
Who's he on Modern Family?
He is the father of Phil Dunphy.
Oh, that's right. He is Phil Dunphy's dad.
So.
Well, this is it for Modern Family,
that's
right?
That's it. They wrap it up, I believe, May 20. I believe their final episode, I'll tell you right now, their final episode, I believe, is scheduled to air on May 26th. So.
And they got, a 9-year run?
12.
12? Since 07?
Yeah.
Wow. 08. Wow.
I believe they're in season 12. I'm almost positive. Let me see what season they're in. They're in season 11.
So 11-year run.
11-year
so
run.
2000.
April, I stand corrected. April 8th, 2020 is the final episode of Modern Family.
April, so it's even sooner.
It's even sooner, so it's right around the corner. But yeah, they...
8-year run.
Usually when you get, they've been on since 2009. Usually when you get to season 6 or 7, that's considered in TV a decent run.
Yeah, you're doing something if you
usually,
can get past.
Usually, in the old days, shows ended after 7 seasons.
Now here's the key.
7 was the magic number always.
Does somebody get a spinoff?
Modern Family?
Somebody. Because you got the gay couple. You got the daughter just had a kid. You know?
I don't know.
Because that's the thing nowadays.
That's a good question.
These shows with a lot of these sitcoms. Once they run, like you said, get up to about 5, 6, 7 seasons. Now it's all about a spinoff.
I don't know, because if a spinoff hasn't been announced already,
then that's what I'm saying. I was just thinking out loud.
Because the upfronts for the next TV season, I believe, already happened.
So, if not coming up,
it's not coming up. So, yeah, that would be.
If that show got a what you said a 9 year, they start in 2009.
They're on season 11 right now.
11
seasons. 11 seasons, 244 episodes.
Well, Blackish better stick around for 11.
They're at 244 episodes right now. So they'll probably
Blackish is 5 seasons behind.
So. They'll wrap at 250, I think. That's what it looks like. Blackish, let's see. Let's look up
season. They're in season 6 now.
Season 6, 131 episodes. So
that's what I'm saying. So we can get 5 more. Blackish.
But do you think they have enough for 5 more years?
Probably not. You probably get another 1 or 2. They already got 1 spinoff. They already got 2 spinoffs.
They got 2 spinoffs, but they had been, like, there was rumors that they were not going to be renewed last year, I think.
After season 5.
Yeah, and there was a shock when it was announced that they were picked up for another year.
So, it just all depends if they want to put all the resources into, you know, mixish. And
now, what I don't get is how the hell did Saved by the Bell, the new class, get 7 seasons? Anyways, whatever.
That's true. I wanted to ask Surfer when he come in here late. I'm going to ask him how the Wild got 5 seasons. I don't appreciate.
He'll justify it somehow.
That's
true. He'll give up some, probably the show was too expensive to make.
Well, it's a show about phone surveillance. About surveillance.
So?
There's enough corrupt people in this world. The Wild could have went on forever. Longer than 5 seasons.
Look, he's still upset MASH went off the air. Okay.
But I'm saying you got some people in some corners of this world, The Wire is the greatest show ever on television.
Like, okay.
Which, you know, I can understand why people. I didn't watch it in its infant, you know, run. But I find myself watching it quite often. Obama claimed it is the greatest show. He's one of the ones that vouched for it. I mean, 5 seasons, and Modern Family get 11. Some of this stuff ain't just, like you said, Saved by the Bell, the new
class.
But
Modern Family, though, is a funny show, though.
Well, The Wire is on the series tip, but a show like Oz, I'm pretty sure, I think Oz got, 10, something like that, a high number. The Sopranos got a high number.
No, The Sopranos, I don't believe, got a high number.
Let's see how many seasons The Sopranos got.
Oz was on for 6 years.
So that's, 6 seasons? See, that's still one, at least.
56 episodes. Morning. And The Sopranos.
Oz was only on for 6 seasons?
That's what this says. And The Sopranos was on for 6 years as well, 86 episodes.
So they got one more year.
But like, Curb Your here's the thing. Those cable shows, you know, cable shows don't have long shelf lives. That's why, Curb Your Enthusiasm,
it's still going.
Still going, but the show went off the air for a period of years.
They bought it back.
They brought it back. But the show's been on the air for 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. You can bring The Wire back right now.
But yeah, like, look, The Walking Dead is still on, right? Or no, they wrapped.
I think they wrapped.
The Walking Dead. No, they're still on the air. They're at 10 seasons.
The Oz, you're right. Oz got 6 seasons. How many did Entourage get? I'm looking right
about,
now.
About five or six.
8?
Entourage?
Entourage got 8 seasons, yo. They squeezed 8 seasons out of that freaking show.
Well, what that the show with The Rock just ended.
Ballers, yeah. Well, that I think they only went for like 4.
4 seasons, but 5 seasons, 47 episodes.
Yeah, 4
But that's
five.
That's a
decent run.
That's not a decent run, considering the amount of episodes they produced. 47 episodes in 5 years?
Boardwalk Empire, that had 5 seasons. That's the HBO show.
Like, all the Netflix shows, the same thing. They got short runs and little episodes. Fuller House, I watched Fuller House. 5 seasons, 66 episodes in so far. That show's wrapping this year.
Yeah, they're done after 5.
But even though there's a rumor going around that the show could get picked up. So.
Outside of Netflix?
It could be outside Netflix. There's a rumor going around. But like One Day at a Time. Uh-huh. One Day at a Time had 3 years on Netflix. Was a popular show. Netflix canceled them and they got picked up by Pop TV.
That's why I don't understand these people.
But Netflix cancels
popular shows.
Yeah, Netflix cancels shows, I think, just to cancel shows. Because they say, the show ran its... That's the problem with binging TV. I think what it is that Netflix... You got shows, let's say, like... Now, I didn't watch any of the Marvel shows. But you got shows like... I'm throwing out a name. Like Jessica Jones. I believe that show got canceled as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know how many years she had or how many seasons she had.
I think she got like 4 or 5
okay.
seasons.
Okay. Jessica Jones, I know, was a popular show based on all the chatter that happened here on this network. I never watched a single episode. But I think what it is that Netflix gauges off the overall viewing habits. When you binge a television show, that you throw out the entire season in one shot, everybody's going to watch all those shows over the course of a weekend, and nine times out of 10, they'll binge it over the course of a weekend when it first comes out, and then they'll never watch it again.
So basically what you're saying is Netflix was doing... Putting out shows,
and they're probably reviewing the viewing habits over the course of...
It's not worth it just
Let's say a calendar year. You know, they see that, this show is supposed to be so popular and so hot, costs a lot of money to make, but nobody's been watching the show for the last 6 months.
Nobody's rewatching. I got you. So that's what they're looking at.
That's what I suspected. I don't know if that's the case.
It makes sense because
why would you cancel a popular show?
Because they want stuff like movies, like
The Irish,
that you can keep on watching.
Yeah, but you can keep on. Listen, if you really wanted to, you could watch Jessica Jones or One Day at a Time or Orange is the New Black or whatever many times over.
Oh, yeah. You
could.
I'm with you.
The same way that you could go back now, if you have the HBO app, you can watch all of The Sopranos. But The Sopranos, the difference between The Sopranos... Yeah, but the difference between Sopranos and Orange is the New Black, for example, is Netflix drops 20 episodes in one go. The Sopranos makes you watch every single week. That's the problem I have with streaming television. For you to stay interested in a TV show, for you to be hooked, I think you have to follow the old school method of broadcasting. New episode, week to week. Why can't streaming services drop new episodes every week?
Even instead of dropping the whole season. I get what you're saying.
Exactly. If you want to drop maybe the first 2 episodes, okay. But to go drop and...
Drop a whole
13 episode run. Look what happens with Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai comes out on a Friday. By Saturday morning, you and me usually have gone through the whole season.
at the Sunday by the latest.
Yeah, and we've already talked. Yeah. And by the time Tuesday rolls around, we're ready to talk about the whole season. I mean, I think, honestly, to keep TV compelling, you have to go week to week. You have to.
Episodic.
Episodic, exactly. Because, honestly, let's look at this in a logical sense, Tony C. With streaming services today, you can stop and start whenever you want and pick up where you left off. Right?
That is true.
Why are we breaking up the episodes into seasons then? Or breaking the seasons into episodes? Why not just have a big, long-ass 5.5-hour movie? What's the point of breaking it into episodes?
But what Netflix invented for the sports streaming movies at first, right? It was just strictly movies.
Yeah, exactly.
But I get what you're saying. Once you dip your toe into the episodic world, you should mold it different.
Exactly. Release your episodes accordingly.
Even if you've already got them in the can.
Exactly.
Now, I can understand that.
I'm telling you that the conversation that you and I have about Cobra Kai, whenever the new episodes come out, March, April, whatever, whenever those episodes come out, the conversation will be hot that Tuesday, and then the following Tuesday we'll go back to talking about wrestling or something else. I mean, what would you do, Tony C., if WWE decided we're going to tape Raw and release all the episodes of Raw between pay-per-views the Friday before the pay-per-view?
Oh, no.
It's ridiculous.
That's a good question.
So, I mean...
But I understand. I mean, I guess I don't know what algorithms, you know, they're looking at.
Because then that's how you gauge whether the show is popular or not.
True.
Because
people are coming back.
If people come back and they want to see what happens as the season progresses.
Week to week.
Exactly. The initial run.
Episode.
The initial run, of course, is going to be hot. But how the hell do you gauge down the road in 6 months, 7 months? You can't.
And it makes sense what you said about what Netflix was doing with the Marvel shows. They were only doing it to get that instant hit. That first run.
You know, they said, then, oh, we're spending all this money creating these Marvel shows. Investing a lot of time and effort into creating the shows,
actors.
Finding the actors, and then you produce 20, 30 episodes, cancel the show, move on to the next project.
Like, what the hell?
How is it that all these other superhero shows, Smallville, Arrow, Gotham, all these other shows...
10 seasons.
Have long
runs.
Have long runs. Why? Week to week. And on most of them on a crappy network, CW.
Leave you on the edge of your seat. Hold on to your act.
Uh-huh. So, and on Netflix, listen to all your streaming services. Netflix isn't the only one. All the streaming services do this.
Well, Hulu's.
I know
they're using other people's movies for the most part.
Yeah, but I know that shows. I know that there are some instances where you get a week to week drop of a new episode. I believe there's, you know, I haven't perused Disney Plus recently, but I know that there's a couple of shows that are. That they have week-to-week drops of new episodes. That's how it should be done. Friday, 3 o'clock in the morning, you got your new episode.
That's how power is. And that's coming to an end. Damn it.
All your shows are wrapping.
They're gone. Well, they're doing the spinoff. They're doing the spinoff for power.
But you know what it is? Every 5 to 10 years, you got to have a clean sweep of TV and start from scratch. You're gonna tell me Grey's Anatomy?
Hey!
I'm not gonna put down Grey's Anatomy. I'm not gonna put down Grey's Anatomy. Now. But you're gonna tell me Grey's Anatomy is doing it wrong, being episodic, and they've been on the air for how many years?
16 years,
and still going strong.
They get people on the front end and the back end. You got people on. They get people on Thursday nights and Friday morning.
Look at this, Law and Order SVU, a spinoff.
21 seasons.
21 seasons.
Don't seem like it's going nowhere.
No, not at all.
But in Law and Order and Grey's Anatomy defense, they do have two subject matters that you can pretty much go on forever, which is, you know, medical
and crime,
and exactly sexual, you know, crimes.
That's fine. That's fine. But still,
I get the gist of what you're saying is correct.
The Simpsons, 31 years.
Yeah, that's so, the king right there. 31 years, yeah.
But whatever.
Maybe some of these people don't want to succeed. They just want to, you know, quick buck.
But it's not even a matter of succeeding. Because
they don't want to work that hard.
Netflix
they don't
want to
work that hard.
I guess. Because Netflix ain't going anywhere.
Hulu, they're not that
YouTube.
Creative.
But that's what it is. I think they're just not creative enough. They get somebody gives them the pitch. But you know what? That sounds interesting. You got it. Here's the green light. Go produce the show. They come and produce the show. They watch it. All right, drop them all May 1st. Drop all 13 episodes in one shot.
And then they wonder why nobody's watched.
Exactly. And then after people have had time to review the 13 episodes, we're going to see if you get a second season. In regular TV, you normally know 4, 5, 6 episodes into a season whether or not you're going to get another year. Unless you're obscenely popular and you get signed for multiple seasons in advance.
Speaking of that, by the way, Grown-ish renewed for a 4th season already. After 2 episodes into the 3rd season. So then, that piggyback on what you're talking about right there. The first 2 episodes must have did numbers.
That's ABC Family, folks.
Yep. Well, you know that mouse can throw anything over there.
Of course. I knew times were changing when I saw The Simpsons on ABC Family.
Hey, man. The mouse got to get it.
Of course. I don't blame them.
Listen, they got that channel.
You got to bank on whatever it is. Thing. You got to bank on whatever it is you can.
Oh, yeah. But Grown-ish can go over there on Freeform, and they can rent it for 7, 8 seasons. And nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody will notice.
It's a niche channel.
Exactly.
It's not like... Like, now, if Mixes doesn't do well, like, I'm pretty sure it's going to get a second season. But, like, them first couple episodes, if it start struggling, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
And I think Grown is going to be the one that's the last one standing.
The networks know, folks. Whether you like the network or not, the network always knows.
I think Grown is going to outlast all Blackish and the Ish shows. I think Grown is going to last the longest because it's set up to succeed over there on Freeform. And ABC is not like Freeform. I'm going to at Freeform just for Grown, you know, the people going just for Grownish. That's what they want to watch. Unlike on ABC, you got all that variety over there. And people might watch the Connors and then, oh, Mix is on, click. I'm watching something else. And never go back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Versus with Grownish, they going straight to Freeform for that. So, that's just, you know, my opinion. It's going to be the last one standing. People going to be like, what happened to Blackish?
Let me see here. I'm trying to...
They're going to start... bringing those people on that show. It'll be like, yeah, we're just going to combine it over here. Because we're spending too.
No, go ahead. What were we going to say?
No, I'm saying they're going to be like, ABC going to be like, quote unquote, we're spending too much money on these actors over here. Paying these teenagers costs less. Or these 20 plusers. Y'all costing us too much money over here. Even though the mouse got bread like that. Because you know the NFL deal is getting ready to come up again.
On all the networks?
Yeah. And ESPN want to bid for the Super. They want the Super Bowl back on ABC.
Of course, because it rotates on the three other networks.
They and ESPN, ABC.
That makes sense.
Do you know how much money NFL is gonna have to shove? Man,
a lot of money. Let me see here. Let me
get ESPN finna get broke. That mouse finna get broke off.
Let's see what we got here.
So now you're gonna have the Super Bowl on Fox, CBS, and ABC.
They don't go on NBC?
Not now, not anymore. It used to. The last one I think was
2018.
On ABC?
On NBC. NBC.
Oh, yeah. It's on NBC. Right now, it's NBC, CBS, and Fox.
Right. It's on Fox this year, obviously.
Yeah.
This coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Here in Miami.
But when they get ready to, you know, negotiate, you know, ABC going to want to end. So now you'll have a rotating between those four.
Next year, it's on CBS, NBC in 2022, and Fox on 2023. So
ABC will probably get in 2024. That'll be their first time with Super Bowl.
Since 2006.
Damn. That was the Seahawks and the...
Steelers.
Steelers, yep. And you know what? Wasn't that the debut... of Grey's Anatomy.
Let me see here.
Because 6:20 around that time. Oh, no, it's not. Grey's Anatomy, they just ran an episode. I think they ran an episode after the Super Bowl. They had like a special Grey's Anatomy episode after
the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, because the Grey's Anatomy debuted 2005, March 27th.
Yeah. 2000. March 20 what?
27th, 2005.
The day after my birthday in 2005, really?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Damn, so that make it...
So look at this. ABC has broadcast 7 Super Bowls, Fox 8, 19 on NBC, and 20 on CBS.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So CBS.
Yeah, ABC about to get back in the mix.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
They're going to do it. Because the NBA's numbers, ratings are pretty much plummeting now. But they've already shelled that money out. So they want, you know, they got to make that money back. So they're going to hit ESPN across the head, the NFL.
So do you want to hear what the programs that followed the Super Bowl? I got a list of all the programs.
Here we go.
So Super Bowl I, which was simulcast on both CBS and NBC. On CBS, followed by Lassie.
And on
after the Super Bowl, and on NBC, Disney's Wonderful World of Color.
I don't even want to know what that's about.
Number two, it was Lassie again. Lassie has done it 3 times. Look at this. Super Bowl IV in 1970, Lassie followed it. Let me see here. I'm going to see if there's anything interesting here. All in the Family followed Super Bowl XII in 1978. Look at this, a brand new episode of Chips followed Super Bowl XV on NBC in 1981. Here we go. I'm going to read them in order. These are now year by year. It was All in the Family in 78, Brothers and Sisters, 60 Minutes, Chips, then again 60 Minutes, The A-Team in 1983, Airwolf. Hold on, we're going to bring in the silver one here because I'm sure he'll have something to say here.
Well, I probably watched that Airwolf episode. I ain't going to even lie.
What, in 1984? It was the 2-hour pilot. It was a 2-hour pilot.
I think I watched called Airwolf rerun.
And then they have the episodes here. The one in 1983 with the A-Team, it was the first regular episode of the A-Team.
I'm a big A-Team fan.
1985, it was Magruder and Loud. That was the pilot episode. Most of these are pilots or the first episode. Then it was The Last Precinct.
The series premiere.
The Last Precinct, Hard Copy on CBS in 1987. That was the pilot. 1988. On ABC, what do you think aired after the Super Bowl? It was the pilot episode. This is a
Moonlighting.
Good one. The Wonder Years.
That sounds about right.
The Brotherhood of Rose, Grand Slam, Davis Rules. Then an episode of 60 Minutes and 48 Hours. Homicide, Life on the Street, The Good Life, The John Lark.
That's a good show, Homicide, Life on the Street.
That the pilot aired after the 1993 Super Bowl, The Good Life, The John Larroquette Show, Extreme.
God.
A two-parter of Friends in 1996, The X-Files.
Skull and Mulder.
Yeah, 2 episodes of Third Rock Under the Sun. The pilot of Family Guy, and a brand new episode of The Simpsons following the Super Bowl in 1999. An episode of The Practice in 2000. The season premiere of Survivor. Let's see. Parts 1 and 2 of Malcolm in the Middle of a certain episode. Alias. Survivor All-Stars. An episode of The Simpsons and American Dad, which was the pilot episode. An episode of Grey's Anatomy for Super Bowl 45. Or no, no, 50, sorry, 50. No, wait, no, I take that back. Super Bowl 40, sorry. An episode of Criminal Minds, House, The Office, 1-hour episode of The Office, Undercover Boss, the series premiere on CBS.
What year was that?
2010. Then we've got Glee, the season premiere of The Voice. Elementary, New Girl, followed by Brooklyn Nine. an episode of The Blacklist following the Super Bowl in 2015. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert in 16-24 Legacy, which was the season series premiere. This Is Us in 2018. And last year, the series premiere of The World's Best on CBS. That was in 2019. This year, the season premiere of The Masked Singer will air.
Follow the Super Bowl.
Follow the Super Bowl on Fox.
Can I say something?
Yes, please do.
Those early games, they weren't that big. In fact, the first couple of games wasn't even called the Super Bowl. It didn't get called the Super Bowl until after the third one, when the Kansas City owner coined the phrase Super Bowl.
Yes, that's correct.
So
from there, so
it used to be called the NFL Championship.
No, because it was just called the AFC-NFC Championship.
I think what everybody really wants to know, Surfer, is did you watch the three new episodes of Lassie during Super Bowls 1, 4, and 1, 2, and 4?
I didn't watch my first Super Bowl until like 76.
You watched Super Bowl 10 in 1976.
Yeah. And what was the show on?
And what was the Phoenix Open golf tournament?
The first Super Bowl I watched was Pittsburgh against
Dallas.
That's Super Bowl 10.
That's the first time I actually watched a Super Bowl. Because, as a kid, I was in the cartoons. I wasn't in the football, man.
Kind of, well, now y'all both the same age.
Once I was able to actually catch a football.
Well,
but no, like Lassie coming on after that game, like, all right, it was a championship game, it was over. Nobody made a big deal about it. It wasn't until I think sometime the mid-70s started getting bigger, and then the '80s it really took off.
Well, we know, sir, for the Super Bowl
millions.
The Super Bowl was just
30-second commercials during the Super Bowl.
We know the Super Bowl was just an inconvenience.
That's right.
We know it just was an inconvenience for local television.
Yeah, it was actually.
It's still like the highest rated show of the year. Like the only thing that ever surpassed something like Super Bowl, maybe the Olympics.
Damn, TV producers can't wait till this ball get off the air so they can re-air
the local
prime time television.
The local affiliates here in Miami have been going crazy this week because they're live from the Super Bowl. You know,
oh yeah, I mean that's their cue to get plugged in and get eyes and get ratings.
Why it was probably some
sports. I mean, they just, all these shows come live from Miami.
It's probably some exec walked in the room back then.
Fox is notorious for having, like, a pregame show start, like, sometime in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
All day long.
1 o'clock.
Here, Channel 7, the Fox affiliate, is, which, I wonder what happened, because they were supposed to lose their affiliation with Fox back in June, and never happened.
Yeah, they're probably waiting. For the
probably they haven't signed a new contract, and they're just waiting. Because Fox threatened to leave Channel 7 here in Miami.
That exec walk in the room is, why the hell we got to show football last?
No, you know what? The guy that owns Channel 7, because the network does not own Channel 7, and he's a very shrewd businessman.
And no, I was talking about way back in the 70s and stuff. They're like, we got to cut in to a brand new episode.
Nope. This guy doesn't. He doesn't play around like that.
Delay that because of a football game?
This guy, Ed Anson, who is a TV legend in South Florida, owns Channel 7. He also owns Channel 7 up in Boston. And his father founded the company that owns, obviously, Channel 7 here in Miami. And when they signed on the air, they were an NBC affiliate. And they signed on the air in 1956, and in by the time the 1980s rolled around, they figured, hey, NBC ain't going to tell us what to do. And you know what they did? They started preempting network programming
for local stuff.
They said, screw this, we're not showing this garbage. We're going to air something local here. Air our own programming. And so NBC basically told them, you know what? If you're not going to play by the rules, we bought another TV station in Miami, let us out of the affiliation contract early. And Ed Anson told NBC, screw you.
Go fly a kite.
Go fly a kite. You're staying on my channel until the contract expires. And NBC, this is a big, like, history-making television story in Miami that went down in the 80s, that NBC was forced to run what is now Channel 6 as a CBS affiliate.
So that channel because, you're talking about, right?
Because Channel right, 7 yeah. wouldn't give the network back to NBC. So they when NBC finally the contract expired, they went to Fox, and now the contract with Fox came up, and Fox threatened to purchase another TV station in Miami, and Ed Anson said, "Go ahead, buy the TV station." It looks like Fox didn't buy the TV station.
And so they
got nowhere else to go. So he's got the network by the short hairs.
That channel you're talking about right there, they still have a broadcast.
They still have a broadcast. This is Channel 7 here in Miami, WSVN.
They have a broadcast day.
Are they like affiliated with any other stations around the country?
They have a TV station up in Boston. They own Channel 7 in Boston, which ironically was an NBC affiliate up until recently. And NBC already had a bad taste in their mouth from their experience dealing with Anson back in the 80s. When their contract came up, NBC said, no, thank you. We're going to, instead of buying an established TV station, we're just going to start a new TV station. And that's what they did. NBC went, they start up a new TV station in Boston, and they took their network and moved it there. And now the Channel 7 up in Boston is an independent. But here...
This concludes the broadcast day.
Pretty much. But they don't go off the air, though. But they've got the network by the short hairs. If the network doesn't have an option, they basically say, screw you, you got to play by our rules.
I bet they wouldn't try that with Disney.
Well, Disney doesn't own a TV station in this market.
I'm just saying.
So.
That mouse said, hey, we run the world.
Well, he got his own station.
Yes, sir. It's weird. Most of the TV stations here are independently owned. They're not owned by the network, with the exception of the NBC and the CBS affiliates. Most of the TV stations are owned by individual companies, by private companies, which is rare. There's not too many private TV companies left standing. but yeah. So yeah, the TV station here has been going nuts. It's Super Bowl week and this and that, doing the weather from the Hard Rock Stadium. We don't need you to do the weather from Hard Rock.
We know it's going to be beautiful weather.
Huh?
That affects the game.
The weather, the last okay. time the weather was bad.
It affects the game, but you know what? I don't need to know on a Monday what the weather is like outside from the Super Bowl.
That's for betting purposes, trust me.
The last time the weather was bad for the Super Bowl was, what, 2008?
The last time it was in Miami.
2007,
it rained
last
like
time
hell.
It was in Miami, right?
It rained like hell for, it was the Patriots against.
Colts.
I think it was the Colts versus the Patriots, I think. I'm not sure.
No, the Colts and the Bears.
Or whatever, you know what I mean. You guys
the
know
Colts and the Bears when Prince was out there with high heels on.
Yeah, you guys would know better than me.
It rained that Super Bowl, but it rained like before the game.
Yeah, that's for betting purposes. I mean, like the NFL always act like they have nothing to do with betting.
February, but, it was the Saints versus the Colts.
Okay.
2010.
Yeah. So no, that one, that it didn't rain for that one. It was the one
they don't
before
put out
that
an injury report.
A couple years before that one.
For no reason. And if you lie and say somebody's not hurt when they hurt, you get in trouble.
Colts and Bears?
Yeah, Colts and Bears. It rained pregame.
That's what game it was?
Yeah, it rained pregame. And then it rained at halftime. Because Prince did the halftime show, I think, for that one. If my mind serves me right. Surfing Water, why you only five seasons, yo? What was the backstory behind that?
He didn't hear you, obviously. Or he doesn't care.
Surfer.
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing.
What a shock.
You gotta get him a miracle, yeah?
What a shock. Because you play stuff on Discord, and I don't always hear it.
That's something on your end, then.
No, I was asking you, Surfer, why the why you only get one, five seasons,
what else, sir? What else are you talking about?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you a little bit.
Jiggle it, Surfer, jiggle it.
Double A, you hear me fine,
I hear you perfectly.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'm not hearing him.
Well, you got to get off the dial-up, man, and get on Wi-Fi. Are you on your tablet or what? What is he on? Ask him, Double A. Translate.
What are you on?
I'm on a Chromebook.
Chromebook.
God.
Anyways. He wants to know why The Wire was only on for 5 years.
I don't know. I didn't watch The Wire.
But you're a Hollywood snob on him.
You're an insider.
You're supposed to know the backstory of everything.
Kind of show.
Oh. Urban environment show, not your type of show. Okay.
Okay, all right, Surfer. Then let me ask you this, because we had a very nice discussion.
Tantalizing conversation.
What's your take on dropping an entire season versus dropping episode to episode? What would you rather?
Depends on the show.
No, that's the wrong answer. But anyways.
No, yep. No. Like, okay, I watched The Mandalorian when that came out on Disney.
Right.
Now, it made it more compelling to watch it week by week as opposed to binging it. Now, when like shows like Daredevil came on, then I had no problem binging that. And
why?
Wanted to watch it, huh?
Why?
Because that caught my attention in a different way, that I wanted to see what happened next right away.
Okay, wouldn't you be pissing your pants waiting to see what happened the following week?
Yeah, but with that show, I was glad I got to watch it at one time as opposed to week by week.
Do you see? Do you see why those shows get canceled? He proved my point, Tony C.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you didn't go back after that and rewatch the show.
Yeah, I watched some episodes.
Not like you watched the first.
If that was a real good episode, I would rewatch it like right away before I moved on to the next episode.
But you didn't go back and rewatch the entire series.
No.
See?
And that's what cost us shows like Luke Cage, Jessica Jones.
I'm glad that wasn't bingeable, because, I mean, that really had me wanting more week after week.
No, but that's the thing. What we were trying to say was that to keep the shows relevant, exciting, and kept the people talking about the shows is dropping new episodes on a week to week instead of dropping 13 episodes in one clip. Because once you go through those 13 episodes, you talk about it for 2-3 days and the show's not relevant anymore. People move on to the next thing. And these streaming services like Netflix, they figure, oh, they stopped talking about Jessica Jones, it must not be popular anymore. We're going to cancel the show and move on to the next one. What's the point then? They were interested in the show. They want another season. Just because they didn't talk about it in between seasons? Things that makes them think that they're not interested? No. What did they want?
Didn't have any buzz.
What did they want? Between seasons? What? The seasons were released, like, what, every 9 months? What did they want?
You gotta talk about it.
You gotta talk about it and watch those episodes at nauseam over and over and over again?
Yep. Our algorithm says
you been something else.
Because like
our algorithm says you should talk about our shows while they're in hiatus. You should still be talking about.
No, I'm sorry.
even though we drop a whole season, you need to talk about the show until we drop the next season.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Makes no sense.
That logic kind of makes no sense.
Because you don't, the same way that you don't have to watch the entire season the day it comes out, you don't have to watch a new episode when it comes out. You'll watch it when you get to it. And you can let the episodes pile up.
That's what I do with Power. I watch them two at a time. Some shows, you can't watch one episode. You need at least two.
You know,
need at least two, and that's what I do with Power. I watch them two at a time.
But you're able to gauge the viewing habits so much better on week to week.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're losing
millions.
They losing money, but
money because it takes millions and millions and millions of dollars to develop a brand new show. As opposed to just continuing an established show. Because there's all these upfront costs that go into developing a brand new show.
You gotta shoot the pilot without even knowing if it's going to get picked up.
Okay, you shoot the pilot. Then you get the green light and you shoot the first season. The costs in the first year are always the highest in terms of the production and everything. As opposed to then going into additional seasons. Why? You've got the startup costs. You've got to build sets. You've got to hire a staff. You've got to, you know, there's bonuses that come with signing certain actors and this and that have to be paid. Once you sign people to certain things, then you've got all your production costs paid off. When you go into the second season, because your sets are already built, you've already got your actors signed to deals, this and that, so you already know what your costs are going to be for the second year, and can budget accordingly, and then move forward. But your first year is always your most expensive. So why would they do this and then only produce one or two seasons, and then say, well, this network is hemorrhaging money when it comes to original productions? Of course it is. Because you're producing shows for 1 or 2 years, and that's it. And then you move on to the next thing. You don't even give it a chance to recoup any of the money.
Well, there's a couple things. One, I think with some shows, they're afraid. Like, if a show gets popular, the actors are going to say, well, I want more money. And they don't want a friend situation where... Like,
okay, Surfer, in those instances, okay... where the actor wants more money, okay, there has to be something that would justify asking for more money.
Exactly.
By process of elimination and by common sense, if somebody's going to come and ask for more money, that might necessarily give a pretty good indication that the show is doing good and bringing in money. And they're justified.
The other thing, these days... when a show gets picked up, they don't even pick it up for a full 26.
That's another thing. That's another reason season. Why. That's another reason why this binging thing is just, I approve of it in the sense of you should binge when you're behind. But when it's
you
shouldn't binge from the beginning on first run. I gave the great excuse was, as podcasters, we talk about the now. If Cobra Kai comes out tomorrow, next Tuesday, we're going to talk about what we saw over the course of the entire over the course of the entire season. Next Tuesday, we're not going to talk about Cobra Kai. But if Cobra Kai released a new episode every week over the course of 13 weeks, we've got 13 weeks worth of discussions that we can have. Now, put this in a bigger perspective, okay? If you got a hugely popular show, like
Netflix,
or for example, even a network show, you got a hugely popular show like Sopranos was. Like, The Sopranos was a massive show during its time. What happened on Mondays on all the entertainment shows and all the talk shows and things like that on the radio? What did they do? You talked about what happened on The Sopranos last night.
Well,
or you talked about, or with the reality shows, you talked about what happened on American Idol or what happened on The Voice.
Look at Walking Dead. They had.
You talk about what happens on The Walking Dead on Monday.
No, I'm saying they would show the episode, then they would have an after show talking about that episode. And more shows started doing that, of having after shows after real popular shows.
Well, that's just silliness. But I'm talking about the shows that have nothing to do with the show itself. We're talking like talk shows. We're talking podcasts like this. We would come on here and say, God damn, Tony C, did you see what Johnny did to Daniel LaRusso last week on Cobra Kai? I can't believe he did that. That son of a bitch. I can't wait to see what he does next week. There's your cliffhanger, folks. Double A and Tony C are going to talk about what happened next week on Cobra Kai next Tuesday night.
True that.
But no, we will run through the entire season over the course of an hour discussion when they drop all 13 episodes in March or April or whatever it is. And that's it. The discussion will end there. But you can keep a show relevant and you can keep a show popular. If the show is good, you can keep it going over the course of 13 weeks, 14, however many episodes they want to jump. And in some of these cases, in some of these streaming shows, they don't even give you the 13 episodes, which is a half season. They give you 6.
That's just lazy.
So,
especially when I look,
those short seasons like that, it gives you a better story.
Six episodes
ain't worth my time.
No, it's not, because you know what's going to happen. What if that show isn't? Let's just say that show isn't good. The show gets canceled. The show isn't picked up, and you wasted all this time and effort for 6 episodes that nobody's going to watch. And now it's going to stay there, occupying space on Netflix forever. Because it's an original show.
Facts.
I remember growing up, and we were all in the network television time, you know, era, that a 13-episode season indicated that the network wasn't too sure about the show, and usually a 13-episode run came in as a mid-season replacement for a show that got canceled earlier in the year.
Yeah, say what you want about, people say what they want about Tyler Perry. That his first season of his Haves and Have Not, 36 episodes.
How you gonna tell me Power Rangers. That first season they produced, I believe, 51 episodes.
Each one of them worth it. Episodically worth it.
51 episodes of a children's show with action.
Wasn't it a combination of a couple of seasons for Japan?
No. The first season of Power Rangers?
Yeah.
No, the fighting footage came from Japan, yes, but 50% of the show still was originally American.
Right. I know they filmed,
but not a couple of seasons in Japan. No, and you got to then take into consideration that in Japan, the entire season runs the course of 50-something episodes, and the entire show is shot in Japan. So don't tell me this 6 shows and that you know it's already too much to do 6 episodes or 13. Please, if there are shows out there, how the heck you're going to tell me soap operas that give you a new episode every single day?
And their ratings just fine.
Just fine. And they seem to always have something to do on those damn shows. You're going to tell me, let me pull up the numbers here so I don't speak out of my ass. You're going to tell me that, and it's probably, by now it's probably more than this, you're going to tell me that after 12,000 episodes of The Young and the Restless, that they don't, they
and that's every day, that's every not even day. Every week.
Every day, 1 hour.
It's hard as I would think that would be hard as hell to write episodes every day. And they don't go on hiatus.
No, they don't.
Too much.
They don't. They never go on hiatus. They might be on hiatus right now only because of, somebody's in court. But,
damn, trial going on.
I mean, my God.
Now it seems like it's hard as hell to do. Write new episodes every day.
And you've got people complaining 6 episodes is too much. Jesus. Unbelievable.
That damn song. Ain't General Hospital still on or that's gone?
They're still on the air. The Bold and the Beautiful is still on. The Young and the Restless, General Hospital, and I think there's no NBC doesn't have any more.
So if you're a bold and beautiful guy, since you don't like Erdman,
soap opera still on TV.
Let me see. Does NBC still have a soap opera? They had Days
NBC was what Young and the Restless, right?
CBS was The Young and the Restless.
What was NBC was what,
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
I think Days of Our Lives is still on. Let me see. Yeah, Days of Our Lives is still on.
I know ABC was One Life to Live. General Hospital.
It's time. My Children. Ticking through an hourglass, and those are the days of our lives.
And so are these are the days of our lives. My grandmother used to be an avid soap opera head.
Oh, my mom is still. My mom still watches The Young and the Restless, especially now that she's retired. She watches it every day at 12:30 on CBS.
Mine was ABC.
Let me tell you something. You know what they?
4.
You know what they do at 2 o'clock where I work in the lunchroom? They put
What's
on.
That?
They put on General Hospital.
They put on what?
General Hospital.
There it is.
So
I used to know the
today,
thing from General Hospital.
Today they couldn't watch General Hospital, so they put on
because George Stephanopoulos was on.
They put on there was a Marvel movie on FX, so they put that on instead. I forgot which one.
Yeah, because George was up there doing his thing.
You gonna tell me something like Dallas? How many episodes of Dallas was there? People were hooked on Dallas.
I think Dallas hit over 100 episodes.
Try 357.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean,
you know the irony of that. 357. Somebody shot JR.
I mean, that put off in what, the late, early 90s?
May 3rd, 1991 was the final episode of Dallas.
Yeah. And it started, what, 77, 78?
April 2nd, 1978, as a five-part miniseries.
Imagine if you would have had to binge Dallas 300
or binge the five-part miniseries just to see if you liked the show to get 14 years out of it. But you know what else that drives me up the wall? And I understand that...
Who shot JR?
That people on HBO and things like that, because the period between seasons on HBO are a lot longer than what they are on network TV. But how do you think that somebody like me feels when I binge? I keep going back to Cobra Kai because it's the best example I could give. That we watch Cobra Kai the day it comes out, squeeze out the episodes over the course of 24, 36 hours, and then you got to wait a year for another 13 episodes.
Yeah, that is a sucky part.
I mean, my God. Surfer, what's your all-time favorite TV show? Of course he didn't hear me. Surfer. Unmute yourself, sir.
No, I was away for a second.
Oh, what's your all-time favorite TV show?
Night Court.
I don't know if I have one.
Okay, one of your favorites, all time.
From back in the day.
Just in general. Doesn't have to be from back in the day.
Well, I was a big fan of Smallville at one time.
Okay, now could you imagine now, you get a full season of Smallville in one day, you binge it over the course of a weekend, and you have to wait a whole year.
Yeah, microwave.
Yeah, he's heating up a hot pocket. And you got to wait a whole year before the next batch of episodes come out, as opposed to waiting. The final episode of the season is in May, and then you only have to wait June, July, August, September, 4 months for the season to pick back up.
Well, listen, I used to hate waiting that summertime for the next season to pick up because...
Okay. Now imagine waiting a whole year, though.
I'm saying all the things you can say about that show, the one thing they knew how to do was go out on a cliffhanger.
Okay, but that we're not getting into specifics about the show, but what I'm saying is now imagine waiting 12 months as opposed to just 4. That's terrible.
That hurt.
But you know, there's more to watch these days.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, that don't mean it's good.
Back in the day, you had like 6 channels.
Doesn't matter, Surfer.
Maybe 7.
Doesn't matter.
PBS.
Doesn't matter.
So, yeah, but I'm saying, like, you didn't have no choice. If a season ended, you gotta wait.
I'm just gonna
bring it. Cobra Kai go off. There's another show out there you can watch.
No, Surfer, I'm gonna bring it down to
reality. May not be as good.
I'm gonna bring it down to reality, Surfer. If the show is good, the show will survive whether you drop it in one shot or episode to episode. If it's good, people are gonna watch regardless. If it's bad, nobody's gonna tune in. So, that's why I think they should just stick to the episodic thing, because if the show's good, people are going to tune in.
That's not necessarily true. For the most part, it is. But I know shows were real good, but a lot of people never saw it for different reasons. I give a recent example. Pennyworth was on Epics. Not many people even have that freaking station.
But that's we're talking. Well, those are
painted that, word.
That's semantics.
Bad for putting it on Epics.
Yeah, that's semantics, though.
They should have went around and. Sometimes these networks don't know a good thing if it hit them in the face.
Why a show could be great and nobody's really seen it.
We are talking, but that's semantics. We are talking about shows that are readily available in the everyday mainstream. If the show is good, if the show is good,
episodes and binge.
Yeah, people are gonna watch it regardless of how the show is released. So why release it in a bulk when you can keep them hooked and talking over the course of because I honestly believe, I truthfully believe, shows will last longer, stay more relevant, stay fresher week to week as opposed to one time drop. Because here's where the problem is comes now. New season of Cobra Kai comes out in the spring. I gotta go back
a whole another year.
It's been a whole year. I gotta go back and rewatch the last season to refresh my memory as to what happened, to remember everything. As opposed to the last episode of the year went off in May. Now here we go, first week in September. I still would have the show fresh in my head, because on top of that, you wouldn't have this with streaming services, but you would have it on network TV. Repeats during the summer. So I find it, I just, yeah, it's just bad booking. Who booked this crap?
Anyway. I think it's a money thing, man. They don't pay them for all the episodes.
Listen, Tony C, if the shows are produced and they're But if the shows are produced and in the can, that means the expenses on the show are already paid for. If I have on my desk, okay,
and a week's worth, pay royalties.
If I have a week's worth of podcasts sitting on my desk to be released on this network, the expenses for producing those five shows, because there are five shows on this network, the expenses for producing the five shows are paid in advance. My production costs, Phil's production costs, the production costs for Shining Wizards, Midnight Jury, and whatever, those fees are already paid for. If Phil produces a show, Shining Wizard, for example, Phil did a show Saturday night, Shining Wizards did a show last night, Midnight Jury did a show 2 weeks ago, but didn't get the show out until a few days ago. I have those shows ready. Before I went on the air here, I queued those shows up, cropped whatever audio needed to be, you know, did whatever converting I had to do for the audios to be able to function on the network and things like that. All I have to do now is hit the fire button and release the episodes. Now I could sit back and release Turnbuckle Throwbacks tonight, tomorrow release The Shining Wizards, and then on Thursday release Midnight Jury if I wanted to. But no, I'm going to drop all the episodes in one shot tonight. But at the end of the day, the costs to produce all those shows have already been paid. They've already been done. So the same applies to Netflix. All these fees and all the production costs already paid for. You got the show sitting on your desk. Now it's up to you how you distribute the shows. Do you want to distribute it all at once? Or do you want to distribute it week to week? Podcastings are different than television shows. I can drop everything in one shot. Especially considering that most of the stuff that was talked about on these shows is now past dated, post dated. So, really, it's just archival material at this point. So, I don't know. Well, whatever. So, Drew McIntyre won the 2020 Royal Rumble. We didn't have a post show for the Royal Rumble because there was a little bit of an overrun and there wasn't really anything that captivated us. That captivated me to do a post show. But I will say this. The Royal Rumble was not a complete snooze. It was entertaining. The men's Royal Rumble, though, was very unique. To have Brock Lesnar eliminate the first 13 participants was very interesting.
Well, they didn't let him break the record, did they?
No, they didn't let him break it, no. He tied.
But you could see, that ricochet thing coming a mile away.
Of course.
I was not upset at Drew McIntyre winning.
No, neither was I.
Well, we said that three weeks ago.
I do, especially after losing Edge, the crowd would have turned on him. And that's the last thing they want to happen right now.
And
his name, his new name is not Brock. His new name is Rock Lesnar.
He's gonna drop the belt. Because
now he's starting to job out at WrestleMania to drop the belt to different people.
It is going,
same thing that Rock used to do.
It is going to be very interesting now to see the feud build now between Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre. This is gonna be very unique because Drew McIntyre is somebody you didn't expect.
Who didn't expect?
No, in the crux of wrestling reality, we know one thing is going to happen, and then there's one thing that we would like to happen. 9 times out of 10, what we want to happen doesn't happen. So we don't picture the long term future and plan it out. We just say, I wish.
You said that 3 weeks ago.
I wish so and so would happen. But now
he said Drew McIntyre was winning the Royal Rumble.
But now that it actually happened, it's going to be interesting.
I think they was long overdue for pushing him. I think they've been wanting to do that for a while now.
But that's the thing. It was very
presented itself the opportunity.
I guess so. Because now
he's always been Vince's boy, though.
But now he's an official main event guy. Because the minute you win the Royal Rumble, that is it. Doesn't matter now if he wins at WrestleMania. He is a main event guy.
Which he
because you'd get... Tell me anybody, with the exception of Big John Studd and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, name any person that has won the Royal Rumble and did not become a main eventer.
Harley Race
never won the Royal Rumble.
He won the King of the Ring.
He won the King of the Ring.
Oh, okay. So, what was I about to say? Yeah. The thing about Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar, this is somebody they've never really crossed paths. So,
no.
You can't say that Drew can't beat Brock because
they've never interacted.
Everybody.
They've never interacted, yeah.
So I mean, everybody knows Drew McIntyre is finna win.
I hope so.
But I heard it was a last minute decision to give him the win.
I believe it.
They was gonna go with Roman.
You know what it is though? I think WWE has been playing it close to the vest lately because they've been pulling the trigger a lot at the last minute lately.
But you can get Roman versus...
I was a bit disappointed with Charlotte winning.
No, me either.
I saw that coming. Two, this stuff has been predictable.
Hello?
I mean, the Drew McIntyre entire thing was predictable weeks out. But the Charlotte thing, that just happened maybe about a week or two ago. The writing was on the wall for that.
I would have liked...
getting Becky Lynch.
I would have liked, well, no. The rumor on the table is that Charlotte is going to challenge Rhea Ripley for the NXT Women's Championship.
That's a curveball. Speculation.
Huh?
I heard that she may get tired of the Kabuki Warriors messing with her and use her opportunity to go for the tag team titles and get a partner.
That one's more far-fetched than her going to NXT.
Oh, man.
Because here's the thing. Do you really want to see Charlotte versus Bayley again? No. Do you want to see Charlotte versus Becky Lynch again? No.
No.
But do you want to see Charlotte go back to NXT?
But that's the thing, that in 2020, I don't know if that's a demotion now.
Nope. And you can have a defend the belt on NXT and Raw.
I don't know if that would happen, but the thing is that it would
Kevin Owens did it.
But it would give NXT, he did it because he was in the middle of a feud on Raw. That was different. But I would think
they can feud on both shows.
It makes Charlotte Grand Slam winner if she gets the tag team titles.
I don't know. Charlotte, I think going to NXT would be a boost to Charlotte in the sense that NXT, because number one, Rhea Ripley is the hottest thing going right now in NXT.
Do you want to take the belt off it right now? I mean, at WrestleMania?
I would not have an issue with it being Charlotte. Because, I'll tell you why. Depending on how they address this and how the story is built, they could get longevity out of the feud and have Rhea Ripley scratch her way back to reclaim the title.
And they're both 6 footers, right?
No. Charlotte's not 6 feet.
So who's Drew McIntyre?
6 feet.
Who's Drew McIntyre facing at the February show, the Solid show?
We don't know yet. But
and Brock going over there too, right?
I'm sure he is. It would not escape me if one of two things happen. Drew doesn't want to wait till WrestleMania and challenges Brock at Super Showdown in February, or there's going to be some sort of not a three-way, because I don't know who else would be involved, but maybe like a tag team match at Super Showdown involving Brock Lesnar.
When the last time Brock Lesnar been a tag team?
It has been years, maybe 10 years plus.
2003 or 2004,
yeah. So
that would be hilarious, yo.
Anything's possible.
I think they go with the latter and what? They do the match at Super Showdown and what? You get a screwy finish? And then do the rematch at Mania?
They could do a rematch, maybe a Hell in a Cell.
Heyman get involved or something?
Mm-hmm. Anything's possible, but we'll see. But I do like the idea of Charlotte facing Rhea Ripley. I do like that. God damn it.
It's a fresh matchup.
It's like I said, Rhea's on fire right now. I think Surfer kicked himself out, it looks like. Hold on here. Let's see. The silver one.
So who's getting the Fiend at Mania?
I think that's going to ultimately be Roman Reigns, or it's going to be another Daniel Bryan match.
God. You already beat Daniel Bryan clean, what, 2 times?
Twice, yeah. Back to Rhea Ripley for one. Back to Rhea Ripley, though. Rhea, I said that's this last girl. Week. You got something about you now that is very, very sexy. But man, oh man, when I saw you without your pants on.
Oh, what's this at?
And you got ink. You sleeved your legs. You killed it for me, man. You killed it.
She ruined your fantasy.
Oh my God, she was.
See, I think this match with Bianca Belair should be a good one.
Nah, I'm not a big fan of Bianca Belair at all.
She had a good showing Sunday.
I don't like how she fights at all.
She fights like a strong woman.
I don't like it. I just don't like it.
The fact they got her using a ponytail.
Did that either? I don't like the gimmick. I don't like her style. I just don't like her. Period.
I do. I think it's very rare you see somebody use strength like she does.
And a ponytail.
She fights. She fights as if she's at a Waffle House at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That too. She fights. She got a little street in her.
No, she's got a lot of street in her.
And Double A, you know what? You know what, Double A? I realized something. They had to get Brock out of there before Edge.
That's true.
Because you know Brock would have thrown him on his tail.
That and we don't want to see Brock and Edge Brock, have a stare down.
Brock didn't take retribution against Ricochet yet.
He threw him out. No. That's right, he did. That's right, he did not. Drew McIntyre.
He ain't caught up Ricochet yet.
He will.
Poor Edge. That's all I can say. I ain't see it live.
How do you stand in the ring?
It was great that segment last night
with Randy Orton and not know what's coming.
He knew it was coming. He saw. He had. He had the look in his eyes.
Rated RKO. Let's
I'd have been like, hey,
reunite.
We cool, but stand on the side of the ring because you strike too quickly.
Oh, man, but the segment was great. It was awesome. I loved it. I loved that segment last night.
Can we get him the... What's up with these guys? When you get a certain age, letting your gray just stay in your beard... They make you look old, man.
He's 47.
But you know what? But you know what? But you know what though? But you know what though? It's also ridiculous. Like I remember when Ricky Steamboat came back and Vince made him dye his hair black.
You should.
But Ricky had already. Ricky wrestled one pay per view with gray hair, and then the next pay per view, his hair was dyed. I remember the same thing with Kevin Nash. He made Kevin Nash dye his hair.
That's right.
Dye it once and then it stays dyed.
You got to keep dying. Okay.
And the more you dye it, the more it'll come back grayer.
That's fine. Keep on. They got enough money.
I think I don't mind the gray. It looks a little. I'll settle for one
Goldberg
better.
Goldberg come back with a full gray.
Oh well, that's different. He looks like Santa Claus. But I will give you one though. I'll give you one where it would have been an easy fix without dying. Why couldn't Edge just shave?
That's not his look.
No, he's had plenty.
Exactly.
He spent years shaved. Come on.
The rumor is he got like a 3-year deal, but he's not like full time.
I don't know.
Poor MVP.
Kudos to Beth Phoenix, by the way, who had an excellent showing also in the Royal Rumble. Kudos. Badass.
Kudos MVP coming back in and taking these jobs.
At least he gets a paycheck. Well, you know what? I was happy to see MVP at the Royal Rumble, and I was happy to see him last night on Monday Night Raw.
Jobbing to Rey Mysterio and when he won a match in 2 months.
When his music was playing, I knew that Tony C was marking out.
That's
you
right.
You Black Panther on Sunday and the Punisher on Monday.
I'm just mad they had a little prop, the big prop thing that he come out of.
Oh, the tunnel?
Yep. I'm coming. Nobody can stop me. Nobody can hold me. I wonder if you get paid every time that song gets played.
No, WWE owns the song.
I got the juice.
So, when is...
Go ahead, server.
When is Kevin Owen and Samoa Joe going to turn to each other?
Kevin who?
They're not winning together. They're not winning matches, really.
Kevin who?
Owen?
Yeah, it was just one Owen before. Singular. Just one.
I'm dead.
You said Kevin Owen. This is different from Kevin Owens.
They will turn
on each other, but they got to get to the next pay per view first.
I mean, you got
Super Showdown.
I got pinned by Buddy Murphy clean.
So Buddy Murphy's a great hand in the ring.
I'm not saying he's not. But, I mean, he was losing matches prior to...
And he got pinned by auspicious circumstances.
Prior to him teaming up with Seth Rollins. It was cool that the Viking Raiders jumped the...
AOP.
AOP in the locker room. It was like, oh, you surely back there?
And the Super Showdown was on the Thursday afternoon, right?
Yes, it is. And
Randall,
come to find out that Tom Phillips, I believe, was filling in for Vic Joseph, and Byron Saxton was not filling in for anybody last night. He was just there in case Tom Phillips' voice went out, because as the night progressed, Tom's voice was fading. So
he worked hard the night before.
Well, Tom worked four straight nights. Tom did 205 Live on Friday, Worlds Collide on Saturday, the pay-per-view on Sunday, and then Raw on Monday. He's the announcer that worked the most this past weekend.
Well, it's a wonder he got a voice.
So
that's true.
But yeah, Vic Joseph, I'm not quite sure why Vic Joseph was not at the pay-per-view. I don't know if that had anything to do with the Kobe Bryant passing, because those of you who don't know, Vic Joseph calls basketball on the radio. So.
For which team?
I don't know for which one, but he was a, I'll tell you right now. Apparently this is a report. Supposedly, Tom Phillips is replacing Vic Joseph permanently.
Yeah, that's what I read.
He's moving. Previously, did come. Let's see. He was then moved to the next team. Here, Phillips also handled comic World War Squad. Mauro Ranallo was supposed to work Saturday, but Mauro was working a Showtime boxing event. Let's see here. So yeah, I don't know. I like Vic Joseph, so I don't know. He did a good job. The problem is that he came in with Jerry Lawler and Dio Madden, and the chemistry just kind of like wasn't there. So I don't fault Vic Joseph, but he's a good announcer. Tom Phillips is good, but Tom Phillips down the road is going to be another Michael Cole.
I hear that Vince is called in to. He's Tom Phillips. Like he doesn't like what's it called? Choices for Raw.
Isn't like who for Raw?
Who? Paul Heyman?
Paul Heyman, yeah. He doesn't like Paul Heyman choices for announcers.
Well, so far, so you know, Paul I think is probably picking and choosing his battles. But Paul gets pretty much what he wants on Raw. From what I
think
there.
Drew McIntyre was a Heyman call. Too.
That is a Heyman call, I believe. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But Vic Joseph, he called. Let's see.
Roman Reigns didn't need to win to get a match with the Fiend at WrestleMania.
Nope, we know that. But once the Fiend lose, they might as well go on back to the Bray Wyatt, because that character's going to be done. Because the Fiend no-sell everything. He basically is supposed to be unbeatable. And that's the hard part about when they make these people indestructible. Once they get an L, it's like, just another dude now.
No, that's not true. I mean, the Undertaker still remained basically unbeatable.
Like hell. Lost. No, he didn't. Once Taker got beat by, what, Hogan? He didn't get another title match for another 5 years. Because people were like,
He didn't get a title match, but he was losing to anybody came along either.
He was losing to Yoko. He started losing all. He was losing casket matches and everything. Mankind whooping his ass. I mean, he lost that aura.
But it wasn't like the average wrestler who didn't have some kind of superhuman.
Papa Shango whooping his ass. Man. Gimmick
didn't beat him.
Okay, no, I was looking for something here, but
like somebody like R-Truth is not beating Undertaker.
But not now. K Quick might be.
I'm saying
K Quick.
Come on now, we're talking about Yokozuna, who didn't lose many matches himself, and you know Mankind. Yeah, once he finally lost, he wasn't as invincible as he was in the beginning.
And the second Undertaker almost beat him. And then Mabel break his face. Oh, that was, who broke the Undertaker face, Double A, where he had to wear the Phantom of the Opera mask?
That I don't remember.
I think it was Mabel.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I mean, I remember him wearing the mask, but I don't remember who broke his face. The going back to the Royal Rumble, the Women's Royal Rumble, as I said, kudos to Beth Phoenix. But I got to tell you, the one person
I bought was real red.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Santina Marella. I got a little grievance here, because apparently there were a lot of women backstage on the women's roster that were upset that Santina Marella took up a spot in the Women's Royal Rumble match. I don't remember the guys getting upset when Beth Phoenix or Chyna took up a spot in the Men's Royal Rumble match. I mean, women, please. You should be happy you got your Royal Rumble match. It'll come around again next January. My God. Bitch, 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 bitch. Anyways. I want to say this, though. I did mark out for one person in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Who do you think it was for?
I don't know. Who?
Mighty Molly.
Oh, God.
Oh, Molly. Man, oh, man. That's one of my favorites.
Yep, mine's too. But they should have been more upset about Kelly taking the spot.
Oh, I know somebody was talking to some stickers there last night. There's a hurricane coming
through. Oh, I loved it.
It's Mighty Molly. Kelly,
but I thought it was hilarious last night. What's this guy's name? The guy in the Street Profits. Not Angelo Dawkins, the other guy. What's his name? I forgot his name. But anyways, the skinny guy singing the Kelly theme song. I don't like the Street Profits, though. I really don't like them.
Why? They're too hood.
It's not even that. I can't. When that skinny guy, what's his name? Montez Ford. When Montez Ford starts doing the promo stuff and he runs down the car, or I can't tolerate him, man. He drives me. Dawkins, I can handle. I can't handle Ford. I really cannot handle him. It's not even him being too hood. I think he's... I don't like him. It's
too urban.
He's married to Bianca. That's Bianca Belair's husband. No wonder I don't like her. Man,
it's better than Crime Time.
Oh, sure. I could tolerate Crime Time.
No, I hate Crime Time. But I hate the whole gimmick.
But in my opinion...
Because they used to steal.
But in my opinion, Dawkins is the... It, to me... Dawkins is the more entertaining of the two.
Tony C, don't get upset. They could be the the new Harlem Heat. They were booked, right?
Who, Dawkins and Ford?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who should be insulted for not having been at the Royal Rumble. Where the hell was the Revival on Sunday night?
They're out the door, man.
I hope
they're ready to book.
I hope not, man. Supposedly they signed multi-year deals last year, so
I heard that they're just waiting for the contract to run out.
I hope not, because the Revival, I can't get enough of them. I can't get enough of I don't tolerate the OC too much, but if they're there, that's okay. But we didn't talk about Andrade. Andrade still the United States heavyweight champion.
They pronounced him dead or what?
No, but they pronounced him suspended. So he had a wellness. He had a wellness problem. He got popped for problems. That's why he got they did the spot last night to write him off TV for 30 days. Charlie, you got to do something about your man.
They still together?
They're still together. They're engaged.
They just got engaged.
Yeah.
Hey, I would test her too. She might fail.
Maybe they were drinking from the same cup. You don't know.
Yeah, you know, I think he was passing it to the left with her.
Oh, you think it's weed?
You know what? You know what it is that I don't necessarily think it's weed, because when Bobby Roode got clipped, it's probably not that. It could have been something else that is just against WWE
wellness.
Because there was somebody years ago, and I forgot who it was, that they got prescribed some sort of cough medicine, and that there was an ingredient in the cough medicine.
Yeah,
that
came up on the test.
Came up on the test, and that's why they were suspended. But it could be something ridiculous like that.
Because
I don't see Robert. I don't see Robert Roode getting high backstage.
Why not?
I just don't see it with him for some reason. I could see it maybe with Andrade, maybe just relaxing. But even that's probably stretching it.
Would you have thought that the Iron Sheik and Duggan was smoking weed?
Sheiky, yes. Sheiky baby, yeah. Sure.
Duggan, you gotta be high to walk around 2x4.
Oh, and weed is not the thing. That, you know, it's like I can't see them doing it. I mean,
no.
A lot more people are doing it than.
Hey, you know what's funny? It's the fact that they were caught smoking weed wasn't the reason why they got in trouble. They got in trouble because they were in the same car together.
They were smoking it together, yeah. They was in a feud.
And they were in a feud. It was a heel and a face driving together.
Well, what about Rob Van Dam and Sabu when they got popped?
Different time. They got clipped because it was goddamn smoke machine when they opened the car.
Everybody know Rob Van Dam.
Man, you probably get a contact just shaking his hand.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't blame Rob Van Dam for that situation. I really don't. I never blame him for that. I blame Vince for them for putting the belts on him.
Yeah.
That was their fault.
Yeah.
Because he always shouldn't. Everybody knew Rob Van Dam.
And you know somebody that it's possible that they're on it. And they just haven't had been pinched yet. And I don't know. It could be the gimmick. I don't know. Matt Riddle. Now, if you didn't watch.
Oh, come on now.
Wait a minute.
Because you're trying to pick a fight with Brock Lesnar.
But wait a minute. If you didn't watch Worlds Collide on Saturday night. Okay. He's currently in a tag team with. The bruiserweight Pete Dunne and
the broserweight, right?
They're the broserweight. Pete Dunne cut this promo on Saturday night. I gotta play it for you because Matt Riddle was there.
That's Jeff Spicoli.
Let me. I'm gonna play the promo from Saturday night. Hold on. because it was one of those promos that it popped the audience. And Pete Dunne is not the type to, he doesn't react. So his reaction, by the way, can we talk about the immense WrestleMania sign? It gets bigger and bigger every year. Anyways.
Then make sure you see it.
Oh my God. Anyways, where's the promo here from, don't tell me WWE took it down. I think WWE took the promo down. Yeah, they took the promo down. How about that? Because of the things that were said in the promo. Hold on. Oh, man. That means it might be edited out of the actual, the network version. I hope not. That would be a real tragedy if that's the case. Hold on. Because I want to play this on the air. I heard it live, so I can attest to it. Worlds collide. Here we go.
We shall go on.
To the back of the neck! DIY!
Wait
a minute, me. Nowhere. Ash Mountain.
I suggest watching.
Absolutely.
Watch if you haven't.
Bounce back when they face Imperium.
To keep on kicking you, Jack.
Let me see. Nope, that's not it. Then let's fast forward.
The nightmare rear.
Capacity. The month.
Got it. Hold on. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to find it because it was Pete Dunne goes, "Let me be blunt with you." And Matt just stares into the camera and just puts on this big smile with you. He'd be a big smile. And then he goes, "And we're going to smoke you." And Matt just smiles and just goes, "Bro." Like, anything with weed, this guy.
And this might be the reason why.
He gets excited. Let me see. I'm gonna have to rewind. I can't. I'll be upset if they took this promo out.
Because
that was. Oh, here we go. Here's the point.
Matt, do you have anything to say?
Bro. Why so serious? We just found out the winners of the Dusty Cup get a tag team championship opportunity. You two should have huge smiles on your faces. I know I have a huge smile on my face, and I know for sure my bro from another Mo has a huge smile on his face, ear to ear, bro. That's Pete's happy face. Pete's happy face.
Listen, I'll just be blunt. Matt Riddle is going to smoke the two of you. And this Wednesday, the Broserweights walk out with that Dusty Classic trophy. And all of your hopes and dreams come to a bitter end.
Bro.
So yeah, he's a hippie pothead.
That's Jeff Spicoli reborn.
Even his theme song is.
Why doesn't he come down to the ring with a surfboard?
Bro.
Because he comes out and throws his flip flops into the crowd.
I'm saying everything about him says surfer. Somebody hangs out on the beach and surfs all day.
Oh, I thought you were, for a second there, I thought you were saying Silver Surfer.
No. I mean his build, his look, his attitude, the hair. Just robe on.
But he's just he's just a bro, man. He's just a bro.
He keeps getting in trouble, apparently.
But yeah, Brock didn't like that he talked about him. And
he got a death wish. He got a death wish around trying to pick a fight with Brock Lesnar. I know that.
But he did the same with Goldberg. And Goldberg said, I'm not your bro, man.
But I'm saying, you might, you know, Goldberg kind of old. He might get a few licks in here with Goldberg.
But still, that's besides the point.
You remember what Cornette said about Brock. That's something, bitch, you gotta shoot.
Oh, no.
I didn't mean to run into you like that.
No problem, bro. How are you?
We gotta talk.
Yeah, anytime.
You put a stop to that.
Okay. Hey, I have an opinion. If you don't like it, that's fine.
You got it?
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
I'll see you in a little, bro.
Yeah, you will, bro. Okay. Good thing you're wearing your shoes. After this happens, anytime.
All right. I'm in the building. I'll talk to you later.
Cool.
I'll be watching the match.
I don't need you, bro.
You're right, bro. First of all, I'm not your bro.
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure's all mine, bro.
You got it. I ain't your bro.
I hear you.
So, Matt just likes to, I don't know, man.
He's trying the wrong people, bro. He's playing with the wrong people. I mean,
wait a minute. Brock Lesnar was on the Stone Cold podcast? I don't remember. I don't remember him being on the Stone Cold podcast.
Way back when he was.
Jesus, I'm gonna have to go.
Like
back
when he first came back.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch that. All right. Well, anyways. So yeah, I mean, he likes just, I don't know. Matt's one of those, he's fearless.
Yeah.
So he's got balls on him. That's for sure.
Barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, but Brock needs to stop taking himself too damn serious like that.
As I'm watching the TV, I gotta ask Tony a very important question. What do you think, Daniel? Do you think Daniel would have continued to hang out with Jessica if that macaroni and cheese gave him food poisoning?
No, no. He didn't realize he can't cook. Need to hang that up.
He was just trying to get in her pants. That's why he said he liked it.
That's right. Daniel, I gotta be honest. I got a boyfriend back in Ohio. The hell you get from Ohio to California, bro?
It's fine, anyways. All right. Let me see. Is there any other news that we need to touch on here?
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead.
Regarding, you know, the thing that happened over the weekend, yo.
Well, Kobe Bryant. The
helicopter crash. Somebody, whoever this lady was today, she came out and gave a press conference. I think she worked for the NISB or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She threw the FAA so far up under the bus. They going to be caught up in so much litigation after this.
You know,
I would hate to work for them. I would hate to work for the FAA right now.
We was talking about whether he would go into the Hall of Fame early. Apparently, they're talking about doing that.
Well, that's a no-brainer.
And there's a petition to change him to the logo.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. That's
that ain't
going
to happen because they don't want to pay him.
That's that, and it's just too. That's
they
that's
have to
pushing
pay Jerry West too.
That's pushing it though, you know.
What do I pay Jerry West for?
Retroactively. Because that's why they won't acknowledge. They would have to acknowledge the Jerry West logo now.
They don't acknowledge that.
Nope.
I mean, I thought that was a well-known.
It's known, but the NBA, like, it's not officially acknowledged that he's the logo. Like, he don't get paid. He don't get residuals or nothing. So if they went in there and changed it, they would have to retroactively go back.
Some people would think if you're going to make anybody the logo, has to be Jordan first. They got one right here, right now. They got somebody got a logo that's supposed to be Kobe Bryant.
It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that's pushing it.
That's a money thing. But, you know, speaking of money, the FAA, man, it's going to be double A. What's the favorite word for 2020?
Litigation.
Man, boy.
Litigious.
It's going to be a whole lot of litigious going on. It might be called a BAA afterwards, the Bryant Air Associate. Air Association, because they got two things to answer. Well, two things. One thing I heard from her for sure. They in 2005 and 2003, I think they suggested that helicopters have a type of soft, like a hardware that can like find debris and stuff like that. Search out. For flights, the FAA voted it down, and this was after like two crashes already that had killed people. So this is like they basically gonna say, ask them why the hell y'all didn't have this, you know, in the helicopter. The FAA got an answer for that, and then they got an answer for whoever gave them permission to fly, because. You know, the cops and everybody had their helicopters grounded. But they got granted special, quote-unquote, permission to fly. When nobody else was flying, you know, through that fog. So, I don't know if somebody's going to jail, but they finna cost the FAA a whole lot of money. Because every family on that plane that died got to be compensated. Handsomely, because somebody else was at fault. So, and I don't know how they're gonna do it. It's gonna get ugly for the FAA.
Yes, it will. Yes, it Uh-oh. Will. Oop, we almost started the war zone.
No, that's. The raw is war. The war zone.
The war zone was. Hold on.
Everyone, get on your feet. Got another show to go.
Well, this was the original war zone intro.
I think we're gonna have COVID funeral at the space center.
Yeah, probably. And they did Michael Jackson.
I don't think they're gonna have the real funeral. They may have one of those public tributes there, like they did.
They don't do something in the space like center for the public.
Of course, Franklin died, and they put on this show, but her real funeral wasn't on TV.
Oh, his real funeral gonna be broadcast.
Like Michael Jackson's was. Michael Jackson's
the family doesn't want it.
But Michael Jackson's was in the Staples Center.
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be something like that. He might get two. They gonna do a memorial service. Then they'll do one for the family, and they'll do one for the public.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I don't even know if the bodies, you can't do no casket.
Yeah,
Say the helicopter was doing 180 miles per hour.
No.
Terrible.
Absolutely. All right.
And did y'all hear why the thing about how one of them, they never traveled in the helicopter together?
For that reason?
Yep.
Well, that's normal. That's a, a normal old school thing that a lot of big families would do. Let's say I had six kids. Let's say me and my wife had six kids. Let's just say. So that's eight of us. And let's say we plan on taking a trip to, you know, to England. You know, a lot of people won't all take the same flight. They'll take separate flights. So, like, I'll go with two or three kids, and then she'll go with the rest on a separate flight.
I understand the chopper not doing that. Doing that for a chopper,
yeah.
I understand that.
Don't 9 people on a chopper seem like a lot?
Not really.
Because that can hold 12? No.
You got to think a medevac chopper can hold about 9 people.
But that's not commercial helicopter.
The real issue in that surfer is who gave, and the lady never asked that, nobody in the press or whatever, they ain't never asked that question. Who gave them permission to fly that plane? Who gave that guy permission to take off?
Maybe he didn't.
That's what they need to get. That's what's going to need to be got to the bottom of.
Maybe he didn't have it and he just took off.
They gave, but see, this is the thing. They said they grant somebody granted them special permission. That's what was said today. Well, so who gave that order is who ass going to be in the sling.
Well, Vanessa, you got to get yourself a good lawyer because it sounds like you need to get into litigation with the
FAA.
With the FAA and the federal government and the NTSB and whoever else.
That's who it was. The NTSB lady was out there and back talking. And she threw the FAA all up under. Basically, it sounded like she was saying, don't come looking at us. This ain't got nothing to do with us. Y'all need to be knocking that FAA door.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it has been an interesting night. We talked a lot about the way television should be done in 2020. Of course, nobody will listen to us. But
nope.
They'll figure it out before it's too late, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks, they'll be live on Friday. Oh, happy birthday to Choppy. He turns, I don't know how old. Choppy's birthday is tomorrow. He got a shout-out from Too Cold Scorpio. And it was pretty entertaining to hear Too Cold Scorpio wishing Choppy a happy birthday and calling him a big pain in the ass on top of it. Let me play that audio for you.
Woody Woop, just want to give a shout out to the Turnbuckle Throwback Podcast. And I also want to say, Choppy, Choppy, man, you a pain in my ass, bro. And I want to wish you a happy and blessed birthday, my friend. I hope you enjoy your day. It's your day, my friend, from your boy Too Cold Scorpio. You know how we do it. If you're going to do it right. Do it 450 or do it all night. Holla.
I don't think I've ever heard Flash Funk cut a promo. Thank God.
Flash Funk!
Good Lord. Okay. Anyways.
Flash!
Alright, well. So they'll be live on Friday, 9 p.m. right here, Ranium Radio. The Shining Wizards live this coming Monday, 7 p.m. We'll be back here next Tuesday, 9 p.m. And, of course, we'll talk about the fallout from the 2020... National Football League Super Bowl. We'll see. Will the 49ers or the Chiefs be victorious? I guess we'll just find out, right? I guess real quick, we'll go around. Tony C, 49ers or Chiefs, who you taking?
Chiefs.
You're going with the Chiefs. What about you, Surfer?
I'm hoping that Bane shows up and just blows up the field during the middle of the game.
Who?
Bane.
Well, if that doesn't happen, who do you want to win?
I guess I'd go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs, too, since they have not won a Super Bowl since since Surfer was in diapers.
Super Bowl is not a thing that, you pass it around from team to team. If you're not good enough, you're not good enough.
I know that, but, sometimes it's just your number is up. Time for you to be basking in all that glory, All right, we'll be back, like I said, next Tuesday, 9 o'clock right here, Rant EM Radio. For Tony C, for Surfer, everybody listening in the chat room, I'm AA. Have a good night, everybody. It's my life in the box in front of me. Take it off in my arms, it's the soul of me. You walk by, ask to see me lay face down. As I bring the volume down, as the Raw theme song, just want to talk about something. Bring this up real quick. Those of you that are still tuned in, WWE Backstage is live from the Super Bowl here in Miami. Why?
The Fox is doing the Super Bowl.
I guess so.
All right. Exactly.
Have a good night, everybody.